Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, about 20 years ago or so, when we were seeing, you know, the real gold rush of Australian wines.
It's actually about 30, Alan.
Was it really?
Yes.
Holy moly. I remember, you know, getting wine books or seeing in articles and magazines, and have a photographable lineup of Australian wines. And there was one that was always there. It was called Taltarni.
Yep.
And it was regarded as a pretty prestigious wine. And I had some, and I actually bought a bunch from my cellar, and I think I still have one bottle left.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of wondering what happened to it.
Well, you know, the big Aussie invasion took place in the late 80s and the early 90s, and then it sort of went a little bit away, except for just these enormous numbers of Shirazes everywhere you went.
Right.
And unfortunately, the Taltarni label kind of swept up in the being swept away kind of thing, which is unfortunate. I tasted four wines. This is a property that goes back to 1969.
What region is it?
This is Victoria.
Victoria, okay.
Right. This is 1969 doesn't seem like it's terribly old by French standards, but even by California wine standards, as a 1969 winery was somebody that had a little bit of vision in terms of some ideas. So this is a relatively old winery by Aussie and even U.S. standards.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing some pretty interesting things pretty much all across the board. For example, I will start with a product called Taché. T-A-C-H-E with an accent over the E, which is a sparkling wine, a traditional method, a blend of 53% Chard, 44% Pinot Noir, and 3% Pinot Meunier. But they do this with a dollop of red wine. So effectively, you get this salmon-colored sparkling wine that's got all the classic flinty, firm, bright acidity that you normally associate with Méthode Champenoise type sparkling wines, with just this little bit of this dollop of red fruit, which kind of makes it work in a very interesting
mm-hmm.
way. And it's bone dry, and I liked it a lot. And for $17, I liked it a whole lot.
Whoa.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, think of this for the holidays. Clearly, this place is known somewhat mostly for their red wines. They have something called Three Monks, which is a Cabernet Merlot blend. In this case, it's 54 Cab, 46% Merlot. I like this one. Interestingly enough, I drank half of it one night, and I finished the second half the next night, and I liked it a whole lot better the second night.
How about
night.
That? Yeah, it's not unusual.
So it's you know, sort of classic black fruit cherry, full body with a nice sort of round, soft tannins. I would not think this is a cellarable wine per se. But it was a 2007 vintage is the current release, so it's already fully mature as far as I'm concerned. And at $18, that's a deal.
That's a real good deal.
Now, they have something called Three Monks Fumé Blanc, and this is awesome stuff. This is about $19 a bottle. It's a big nose. It's a blend of both Australian and Tasmanian fruit. Big nose of spice, lime, quince, and rosemary with some grapefruit zest and some subtle vanilla oaks because it is barrel-aged. I like that one a lot. Again, $19, so great value. But lo and behold, I'm not surprised. Shiraz wins the day. Their T-Series Shiraz for all of $19, 2006 vintage, is definitely the one to buy. Just wonderful blackberry mocha, tobacco spice, and plum flavors and aromas. Just well-structured. Taltarni is a name to be remembered if you want to have a wine from Australia.
That isn't going to cost a lot.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Really great. Thanks a lot to you. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.